Hi, welcome to We Shoot, We Score. I'm your host, Blakely, and this is your favorite soccer podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about Megan Rapinoe. But before we get into that, we have to do our three soccer world records of the day. Our first one is the Messi goal-scoring craze. In 2012, Lionel Messi scored 91 goals in 1 year for Barcelona and Argentina. So that's pretty crazy for like some soccer players have 91 career goals, which is still really good. But he made that look super easy by getting it in 1 year. And obviously any team that Lionel Messi is on, they're probably really thankful for him because he's just a big like help to the team. So obviously they'd be really thankful, but I'm sure Barcelona and Argentina, we're really proud to have them on their team, especially that year, even though just because he scored 91 goals like that year doesn't mean he doesn't do amazing every other season and year. He does, but 91 goals is just amazing. So that was probably a pretty good year for both those teams. So that's really good. Our second one is not a person, but a team. It's about Brazil. It's their World Cup winning streak. They've won 5 championships for 1958, 1962, 1970, 1994, and 2002, and more will be coming, I can assure you, because Brazil is a really, really good team. So, if you're a Brazil fan, don't worry, there's more where that came from, I'm sure. They're a good team. And for our third and final record of the day, we have most goals scored in international soccer game by one woman. In 329 games, Christine Sinclair from Canada scored 190 goals. That is pretty amazing. So another one about goals. Well, obviously, for those of you that love defense out there, I'm with you on that one. Defense is a fun position in soccer. But they're not all always going to be all about goals. But for this one, this was kind of more offensive-based. But for some more of our records in the future, I'll be sure to put some defense ones in there. But that's pretty amazing. Christine Sinclair is also really amazing, as well as Messi. So those are some pretty cool world records. And now that we're done with that, let's move on, because I know you've all been waiting to hear about the amazing soccer legend Megan Rapinoe. So let's get started. Megan Rapinoe is 39 years old. She's a former American soccer player who's been named one of soccer's most legendary players ever. She's just done so many different like memorable things both on the field and off, so she's definitely a legend for soccer and just the soccer community too, not just for the sport, although she was definitely really helpful for that too. She played as a winger, and for most of her career she played for the OC Reign, her professional team, and the US national team, which is what lots of people know her from. But you would probably recognize her if you don't recognize her name already. Her signature crazy dyed hair normally reminds people of who she is. She's had pink, blue, just bleach blonde, like a purplish. So yeah, she loves the crazy hair. It's really cool. And she was born in 1985 in Redding, California. She's played with other soccer legends like Alex Morgan, Abby Wambach, Hope Solo, Carly Lloyd. Lots more where that came from. Those are just a few, like Julie Ertz as well. There's just so many, but she was obviously an amazing player as well that those other players got to play with. So that was really cool that she got to play with some of the most amazing soccer people. But we will also do some episodes on Alex Morgan, Abby Wambach, and maybe the other ones too. Those are just ones we have on the schedule for now. But be sure to be looking out for those episodes because they will be coming out. So she was really lucky to be able to play with those really skilled players alongside her. They were just unstoppable. She's 5'6", and she has a fiance named Sue Bird, who's a former WNBA player who retired June 16th, 2022. And for those of you that don't know, Rapinoe retired in July of 2023. So they both ended their careers pretty close together because I think they were just, I mean, they weren't old, but they were like to that age where it would make sense to retire pretty soon. So they kind of retired close to each other together, almost like a year, I would say, but still. They were just both like really good at their sports. So like basketball fans and soccer fans both miss both of them. So, Rapinoe was raised by her parents, Denise and Jim, and she grew up alongside her twin sister Rachel, who's actually really good at soccer when they were kids too. I'll get into that a little bit more. But I also have to add, she was the youngest of six kids, and some of you are probably like, what, but she has a twin, she can't be younger. But I just mean 11 minutes younger than her twin, so really doesn't count, they're the same age. But yeah, she had a lot of kids in her family, and her sister was good at soccer. And while I was doing some more research about Megan Rapinoe, I did find that she said that growing up, she thought of her sister as one of the best athletes she'd ever seen. So she was said to be really good at soccer. And then obviously she didn't go as far in soccer as Megan did, but supposedly really good. Megan's been recognized as an Olympic gold medalist and a two-time World Cup champ. That's all I'm going to say about her, like, awards in soccer right now. Towards the end, I will have some more information on that, though. But yeah, those are both really amazing things. She's well known for her amazing soccer talent and also for being a big part in social activism. So as I said before, when I was saying she's, like, amazing on the field and outside the field, yeah, she did a lot of social activism and was a big part in lots of milestones and good things for women soccer players, and all sorts of soccer stuff could not have been done without her. As a kid, her and her sister did not get the privilege of a girls' team, so they started off playing with the boys' team, which obviously helped them. It's definitely different playing on a boys' team than a girls' team, not because boys are better, girls are better, it's just a different environment, so it is a good experience to be able to play on that team, but until they were older, they didn't have a girls' club team of their own, obviously when they played high school, though. Not obviously, some schools don't have high school teams for girls, or even boys or girls, but she really liked soccer, and she actually, in high school, she ran track, and she played basketball alongside soccer, and so she's just an athlete, obviously, and it would make sense to, for me, to play, like, soccer and do track, because track is, like, cross-training for soccer, because you're running, and I guess the throwing ones are a little bit different than soccer, but still kind of, like, similar, but then basketball is a completely different sport than soccer, so it's pretty crazy that she could be good, really good, at soccer, and pretty good at basketball too, because they're completely different sports, but she was just an athlete, so it makes sense for her. She wanted her soccer skills to help her get to a college scholarship to the University of Portland, which was her dream school, and she kept working hard for it, and she did end up going there on scholarship, so, because she is just a really good soccer player, and obviously she liked playing basketball and track, but ended up going into soccer, and it's good. Everyone that loves soccer and all of her teams are lucky that she did decide to do that. She played for the U-17 youth team and the U-19 team for the U.S. For those of you that don't know, they're just like a younger team of U-19 and U-17 that are kind of like a group that gets really good players at a young age ready to play on the U.S. national team. So people that play on the U-17 and U-19 team for the U.S., lots of them go on to play on the U.S. team, and Megan Rapinoe did that. So yeah, she started good at a young age and then just kept going, and it definitely helped her get to where she wanted to be. And this is switching gears a little bit, but we're going to talk about the World Cup final in 2011. So sadly, the U.S. lost, but Rapinoe's efforts helped the entire team have an amazing game before that by sending in a beautiful cross to Abby Wambach, who scored, tying the game just before the game ended. So they tied instead of losing, which is really good. And for those of you that don't know, Abby Wambach is known for her headers. She's just so good at them, and fans and even like people who aren't like huge fans are just amazed. Like, there's all sorts of clips on the internet and everything on how good she is at headers. That's just her like signature move, and she was definitely really good at them. And obviously, Megan Rapinoe has a leg, so she's good at her crosses. So they were like the dynamic duo. If she would send in a nice cross on the outside, and then Abby would just head her into the goal. And it was really close to the end of the game, so it was a really happy moment for them. And it was just like a power play, I guess. Just happened really quickly, and they helped their team so much by doing that. And although that was sad, Rapinoe and her team went on to win gold in 2012 at the London Olympics. So I would say that kind of made up for the loss, and you can't win all of them. And they definitely win a lot, so I think it's good that they maybe, like, know what it's like to win and to lose, but they are a really good team. So, gold medalists several times. Outside the national team, she played for a few different club teams, such as the Chicago Red Stars in 2009, the Philadelphia Independents, the Florida Magic Jacks, and the Sydney FC in Australia. So Australia is not where she grew up or was born or lived. So obviously she was good enough to. So she was good enough to play in not in her home country. So that's definitely a big start for her club too. In 2013, she played in France for the Olympique Lyonnais, which is like a big deal. In 2014, she had her spot locked in on the OL Reign roster, which was like kind of a new program, I guess, but that is where she played for a really long time. So I think she liked that team and she played really well with them. I think they worked well together. So that's really good. In 2015, her and the national team won the World Cup, which is such a big deal because the World Cup is like the Super Bowl, but for soccer, and it only happens every 4 years, so it's a really, really big deal. And it's really fun to watch, so for those of you that aren't even really big soccer fans, it's just really fun to watch. They're amazing at passing, they have great goals, it's just, like, really fun, and there's several, like, lots of different games going on at once. It's just a big tournament and super fun to watch, so. However, in December, she had an ACL injury on her right knee, but she made it to the Olympic team in 2016. But for those of you that don't know, ACL injuries are very, very common in soccer because you're making quick movements, trying to juke out people, get past them, and so it's really easy to twist your knee the wrong way and get an ACL injury. So that happens a lot in soccer, and unfortunately, they can be really hard to recover from, but obviously she did in pretty good time, I would say. Because she obviously really wanted to get back because she is so good at soccer and her teammates were missing her. They unfortunately didn't win a medal that year, but they have won so many medals that it was obviously a disappointment for them because you always want to win a medal if you have the chance. But they have won so many that I think it's okay that they took 1 year off. Rapinoe scored 2 goals in 2019 in the quarterfinals and in 2019, Rapinoe also became co-captain on the U.S. team, which is not surprising because if you ever watch her on the field or on the sideline, she is just such a good leader because she helps her teammates up when they're, like, sad because they did something bad, and she just leads and, like, directs on the field, but not in a bossy way, how a captain should be, and she became a captain in 2019 as she deserved. And now we're going to talk a little bit more about her awards that she won. I said earlier that we would talk about that. So here are a few. In 2019, obviously this is a good year for her because she's getting some goals, which is not surprising. And she turned into the captain. But in 2019, she won the Golden Boot for most goals scored and the Golden Ball for being the top player throughout the World Cup. And the World Cup has the best of the best all around the world, as the name says, and she got the best player in the World Cup. That is a huge honor. I am not surprised because she is an amazing player and she totally deserved that award, but that is crazy. That is a huge honor. So that's 2 awards, almost back to back. And that same year, she was named FIFA Women's World Cup Player of the Year. Again, amazing. Player of the Year out of all the best of the best in the world. She is just amazing like that. And that is it that I have on Megan Rapinoe for today. I hope you enjoyed learning about her. But before we can close out, we have to do our soccer words of the day. So we just have 3, and then we'll be all done. Our first one, we talked about this earlier, across. So most of you probably know this, but if you don't feel bad because I have a good definition right here. So as I said earlier, as a winger, you are normally on the outside. So Megan Rapinoe sent in that amazing cross to Abby Wambach, who got a header. A cross is basically, normally in the air, a kick from outside to the inside trying to score a goal. And it doesn't always have to be in the air, but generally it is, so you can get, especially for Abby Wambach, because that's like her strength, so you can just kind of get a better angle, I guess. But a cross is just basically a pass in from the outside, normally in the air. So that's it for that. Super easy. Our second one is curve your run. It's more of like a thing you would do. So for not just defenders, but for basically everyone on the field, you don't want to run straight at someone, especially when they have like a ball, because then they're just going to dribble right around you, because it's super easy for them to like go around you when you've like come straight at them. You want to curve your run, especially as a defender, to push them outside, because it is, as a defender, you don't want them on the inside because they have a bigger pizza slice, which is a bigger probability of a shot going in, basically. So it's like an angle. So if you're in the middle, there's so much more space and you're so much more likely to get the ball in if you take a shot. From the outside, it's a really hard angle and it's hard to get the ball in exactly where you want it the further you are outside. So you want them on the outside, because if they do end up making a breakaway, obviously they'll go down and then come in. But that way they're not already in and they can just dribble past you and go towards your goalie. So curve your run so you can push them outside and keep them out of the middle. And for our third and final soccer word of the day, jab. It's something you don't want to do. Jab or stab. In soccer, they mean the same thing. It's when you like jab your foot forward towards the ball, trying to get to the ball, and you do not want to do that because that makes your body turn at a bad angle, making it easy for someone to dribble around you, and you don't want them to dribble around you. You want to get the ball from them, right? So if they dribble around you and take it away from you and go towards your goal, that is not what you want. So you got to be really careful, and you got to have open hips, good angle at them, and be kind of patient so that you wait for them to make a mistake, then you strike and take the ball. You don't just jab your foot in there, because then you're turning your body and that's really not helping you. All right, and that's it for our soccer words of the day today. I hope you enjoyed learning about Megan Rapinoe. This is We Shoot, We Score. Be sure to follow and listen for more episodes. Thank you. Bye.